The company was formed in 1872 with the intention of purchasing land, building and renovating houses, with the of renting or selling properties. The directors of the company were John Lancaster, MP and of Bilton Grange, Rugby; Henry Woodcock, banker of Bank House, Wigan Lane; James Burrows, colliery proprietor of Firtree House; Ince John Preston, builder of 19 Upper Dickinson Street; John Ormrod, wholesale grocer of Hilltop Farm, Hindley; and Miles Williams, oil distributor of Clifton Street, Wigan. The company initially made available 10,000 £5 shares, with an immediate call of £1 per share to investors. The directors appointed John Ford Mackenzie as architect and general manager. Ford Mackenzie set up his office in the Quadrant Building at the corner of King Street and Rodney Street. The take-up of shares in the company was considerably less than expected, and additional financial assistance was further required from the directors and loans from Mr. Woodcock's bank. The prime purpose of the company was to develop the Swinley Estate. The land was acquired from the Honourable Edward Kenyon, an extensive landowner in the town. The plan of the estate was developed and would consist of Swinley Road, Earl Street, Home Street, and Freckleton Street. The roads were completed by 1875, not without detailed negotiations with various landowners, namely the blocking up of an old roadway in Swinley Lane and cutting through the back gardens of properties owned by a Mrs. Barlow to complete Freckleton Street. A plot of land was sold to the rector of Wigan for the provision of a parsonage attached to the newly erected church, which was to become St. Michael and All Angels Church. And another portion of land was taken by Wigan Council for the widening and improvements to Wigan Lane. The land was split into various building plots and offered for sale. And by 1876, 10 villas had been completed, had built along with three smaller houses in Freckleton Street, built by Messrs. Moorfield on company land. Unproved rumours of mining subsidence on the estate affected the sale of the villas and the various plots of land made available for sale. The company continued to have financial problems and finally dispensed with the services of Ford Mackenzie in early 1877. One of the directors, Henry Woodcock, leased one of the plots of land directly opposite the villas and subsequently engaged George Heaton, a Wigan architect, to draw up plans for the building of seven houses. This was a successful project and was completed around 1878. The company continued to sell plots of land and attempted to sell the villas at several auctions with minimal success. The main shareholders, John Lancaster and Henry Woodcock, declined to make any further investments in the company, and the Wigan Land and Building Company was wound up in September 1880. In spite of the demise of the company, they still managed to leave a lasting legacy to the Swinley area, and the buildings have stood for 150 years, dispelling the myth of subsidence.